Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Petronet LNG Q1 FY26 earnings call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Probal Sen. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Bhavya. This is Probal from ICICI Securities. We welcome you all to the post-Q1 FY26 call of Petronet LNG Limited. We have with us senior members from Petronet LNG's management, including Mr. Saurav Mitra, the Director of Finance and CFO, Mr. Rakesh Chawla, GGM and President, F&A, Mr. Gyanendra Kumar Sharma, GGM and President, Marketing, Mr. Vivek Mittal, CGM and VP Marketing, Mr. Debabrata Satpathy, General Manager, F&A, and Mr. Vikas Maheshwari, Deputy General Manager, F&A. We would initially start with opening remarks by the management, then on to the Q&A. So without further ado, I would hand it over to the management. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, good morning, and thank you, Mr. Probal. Good morning to you all. As compared to the previous quarter, Q1 FY25-26 has been a good quarter for us in terms of operational performance. So delving on the financial highlights, I would say that profit before tax stood at rupees 1,136 crore compared to rupees 1,446 crore in the previous quarter and rupees 1,520 crore in quarter one of the previous financial year. PAT stood at 851 crore compared to 1,070 crore in the previous quarter and 1,142 crore in quarter one of the previous financial year. A major highlight is that net worth crossed 20,000 crore, reaching to rupees 20,233 crore as of 30th June, up from 19,382 crore as on 31st March 2025. In terms of LNG volumes, Dahej Terminal, our flagship terminal, processed 207 TBTU, registering a growth of 10% compared to 189 TBTU in the previous quarter. The volume processed in Q1 of the previous financial year was 248 TBTU. Overall volume processed during the quarter was 220 TBTU, registering a growth of 7% compared to 205 TBTU in the previous quarter. The volume processed in Q1 of the previous financial year was 262 TBTU. The throughput improved compared to previous quarter due to stable LNG prices, efficient operations, and higher capacity utilization. The sequential growth demonstrates resilience in a volatile energy market. We are pleased to announce that the Board of Directors has in-principle approved an enhanced investment of 6,355 crores for setting up a 5 MMTPA land-based LNG terminal at Gopalpur Port, Odisha, marking our first greenfield LNG project on India's East Coast, transitioning from the earlier 4 MMTPA FSRU-based plan with financing through debt and equity and a targeted completion timeline of approximately three years. PLL had also issued a request for proposal for financing a rupee term loan of 12,000 crores for financing the CapEx program. We remain committed to strategic capacity expansion, rigorous cost optimization, and market-aligned growth. By harnessing our operational excellence and advancing key projects, we are well-positioned to sustain and strengthen our leadership in India's LNG sector, delivering long-term value to all our stakeholders. Thank you. So I would now request the Q&A to start.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we would request you to rejoin the queue. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Param Vora from Trinetra Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my question. So what I wanted to ask was that how is the company managing global LNG price volatility and geopolitical risk, especially in terms of long-term supply contracts?
So I would request Mr. Vivek Mittal to briefly answer to this query.
Thank you, sir. Of course, our contracts are linked to oil prices. So oil prices have not been very volatile. In fact, they have been subdued. So they are holding in the range of $65 to $70. So we don't see any risk or any challenge from the geopolitical side. Of course, the spot prices have been slightly volatile, but it's still range bound.
I think if you see spot prices, though, as compared to the alternate fuel, might be on upper side, but still we would say they are not hovering somewhere which we witnessed 2 years back. So the LNG market is quite stable now.
And there are no challenges we have seen from that side.
Okay, and as sales growth has been soft over past 5 years, what are the new strategies being implemented to reignite the top line growth?
Demand is a function of various sectors. So this quarter, if you look at it, there was low demand from our sector and fertilizer sector compared to the Q1 of FY24. So that's the reason we see a decline in demand in this quarter. But otherwise, if you look at over previous quarters, the demand has been pretty stable and robust. Overall, we process 220 TBTUs this quarter compared to 205 TBTUs in the previous quarter.
Okay. Thank you. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Maulik Patel from Aquarius. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good morning and thanks for the opportunity. A couple of questions. One on that recent agreement you signed with Deepak Fertilizer for what 26 TBTU or approximately 1.1 million ton. Is that, and can you just tell the start date? And you mentioned that also 20% additional revenue option is there. So please, just detail that. And within that, is the pricing or the regas tariff is similar to what are the currently the customers are paying?
So the pricing is absolutely the same what we charge under our other long-term agreement. And the volume is minimum 0.5 million tons, starting somewhere between May to, I think the press release was very clear, so between May to July 2026. And there is a potential for another 20%, which means depending on how much volume they get from supplier, it can go up to 0.65 million tons, roughly.
Got it. And we understand that the GAIL has been working their Dabhol unit even this monsoon. Historically, you've been getting around 1 million ton kind of additional volume during the monsoon months when Dabhol doesn't work. Is that trend continue or it was just only in June they got some volume and July they are back to the H? Any clarity and thoughts on that side?
See, this may be a cyclical or maybe temporary phenomena. Otherwise, Indian market, the way gas market is growing, there is enough ample opportunity for every one of us, and that's the reason we are expanding our terminal. And you would have seen the recent contract which we have done with DFPCL Group Company. So Dahej is a preferred terminal. Considering multiple factors, it has the connectivity, the storage capability and all. So...
No, sir. My question is that will this 1 million ton this year, it will not be there? Or do you think it will be some 0.6, 0.5, 0.4 will come this year?
Market demand is growing. India's demand is bound to grow and it is growing also. So we don't see a new terminal coming up or expansion or running of Dabhol around the year makes any significant difference to operations of the history.
Okay. So the last question, any update on that, the Qatar extension, have you signed anything with an off-takers And what is the progress and update on that side, sir?
As we mentioned last time also, the deal we have signed with Qatar is based on the assurance that the volume will be obtained by GAIL IOCL BPCL in a predetermined ratio. So that commitment still holds. The downstream agreements are being worked upon. We are trying to find what is the best and optimal solution to sell these volumes. So those discussions are ongoing.
Any timeline to that?
Not at this point of time. We cannot.
Got it. Thank you, and wish you all the good luck.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants to press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of S. Ramesh from Nirmal Bang Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So the first thought is on the slowdown we saw in the first quarter. So how is the demand from the fertilizer and power sector for this quarter? And how do you see the trending demand for FY26, given that there seems to be a slowdown in the overall gas demand, particularly because of the competition from alternative fuels?
So Devabrat Satpathy would answer this question.
I'll call for Tomar.
Yeah, Mr. Ramesh?
Yeah.
So your question was on the competitive fuels, basically how the demand scenario would be.
Yeah, and that and how do you see the demand for this quarter? Because last quarter was down compared to the year ago quarter. How do you see the consumption growth in this quarter compared to the year ago quarter?
Yeah. So basically the demand from the last quarter, it has, as you see, it has started recovering. The overall throughput from our Dahej terminal has been 10% higher than the last 10% higher than the last quarter, and at an overall level, the company has done a 7% higher. The thing is that although these long-term prices, as it has been told already, the long-term prices that are crude linked, that are remaining at a very, very affordable level for the Indian market, that long-term throughput has also gone up. And there is still a difference between the long-term and the spot prices. Actually, that is dragging the overall demand that as per the market scenario right now. So what we foresee is that in the current year, probably that kind of difference should linger on for some time. But from the next year onwards, from CY26 onwards, with the availability of ample of gas in the LNG in the global market, basically that issue will also be sorted out. That is what we are looking at.
Okay, so the next thought is, can you give us the details of the inventory and trading impact, if any, and the regas tariff?
The inventory gain was 42 crores in this quarter, and trading gain, because of the current market pricing scenario, the trading gain was not there.
And what about the regasification contribution?
It is 643 crores.
645 crores. Well, thank you very much, and I'll join with you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Varatha Rajan Shivasankaran from Antique Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Audible.
Hello. Yeah. So the Kochi terminal utilization seems to have come down a little bit. Any specific reason for that?
No, it's a common phenomena for the last few, quite a few quarters, as you have seen. And what we have been telling all these while is that Kochi, we are expecting the utilization to go up once the pipeline connectivity is set up. And we expect that by the end of this calendar year, or maybe at the most by the end of this financial year, the pipeline is going to come up, which is being laid by GAIL. And once this connectivity is set up, the utilization is going to go up.
And currently, like now, would you be in a position to give us who's taking off from the terminal?
Sorry?
currently, like, you know, can we have a share of who's taking what from Kochi Terminal, MRPL, or like, you know, BPCL is taking, what kind of volume they're taking?
Okay. So, major, I would say major off-taker is obviously BPCL from Kochi. And to supplement my answer, I would request Mr. Ganendra Sharma to, you know, carry on with this conversation.
At Kochi, as DFs have informed, major is BPCL. It consumes in its refinery as well as it has its customer. And other, GAIL and IOCL are also providing gas supplies to fertilizer and refinery. Other
Any volume breakup we are in a position to provide? Any volume details you are in a position to share?
Customer, because they are not our direct customer, it won't be appropriate for us to speak on behalf of off-takers.
Great. Thank you.
The only thing we can add is that this quarter, FACT took a shutdown for almost 1.5 months. So that's the reason you see some decline in the volume. They consume around 1 million MMSC, 1 MMSCMD. So there was a small decline on account of that. But that is also, that was the same case in the last year's first quarter also. So the, compared to last year's first quarter, the volumes are quite similar.
I'll come back and I'll get you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Sabri Hazarika from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so two questions. Firstly, on this Gopalpur terminal, is there a minimum offtake kind of an assumption also before going ahead with it? Or even if it doesn't happen, you'll start construction? Because you've given a 3-year timeline, so would you start work right away or probably get some offtake first?
So definitely, you know, discussions are on with the probable offtakers, and they are the major offtakers will be our promoters only. And but that we will not wait for finalization of the offtake agreements because that will delay our project. So simultaneously, we will start construction of the terminal, and we at the same time have parallel discussions with our off-takers.
Okay, fair enough. And second question is on this Gorgon phase 2 volumes. So when is it starting, and how much would be the volumes?
This is likely to start towards end of this financial year. And 1.2 MMTPA is the contract, and initially it will be 0.5 MMTPA.
That will be for how long?
15 years.
No, 0.5 will be for how long?
For 2 years.
Then it will ramp up to 1.2.
That's right.
Okay, thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Tanay Koteja from Nuama. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. I just wanted to get like a refresher regarding your accounting policy for the provisioning part on the UOP dues.
So, Chawlaji, if you can please.
As you know, this user-paid dues are part of the contractual obligation by the off-takers. So this is being recognized. However, as a prudent accounting practice, provision is being done. So what we are doing is, first year of when amount is not paid, we are making 20% provision. And next year, 30, making it cumulatively 50. And then the third year is the where the this flexibility period is over, we are making the balance provision of 50%. So making it cumulatively 100% in 3 years. This is as per the practice, as a prudent accounting practice we are following. And as you know, calendar year 21 user pay amount was received by us in last year. So ultimately this provision is only accounting practice. Company is already confident that this is contractual dues and we are likely to get full money or that in during this flexibility period, if somebody wants to bring volume, they are bringing.
All right, thanks. That answers my question.
We have already received the full money or the volume, whatever that the off-takers like, because 360 crore and odd rupees was paid by the off-takers.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of S. Ramesh from Nirmal Bang Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up. So when you discuss these additional volumes discussed with Gurgaon, the initial phase one was about 2.5 going to 2.6 million, if I understand correctly, right? And that has to be taken in Kochi. So if you take this 1.2 million phase two, overall you got an aggregate gas supply arrangement with Gurgaon about 3.5 to 3.7. Is that understanding correct?
No, no, no. I don't think your understanding is correct. It is very clear the contract is for 1.2 million per annum, metric ton per annum, and it's going to commence from 2026. It will go on till 2036.
And the existing contract is for 1.42 million.
Yeah, that's what I meant. So that means
2.6. Yes.
2.6. So that means the Kochi has the potential to process 2.6 million once the pipeline is connected, right?
The potential is much more. It's a 5 million metric ton per annum terminal.
I understand that. But in terms of the gas supply sourcing arrangement, you can go up to 2.6. And for the rest, you have to...
Yes. Or so far as long-term contracts are concerned, you are correct. It's about 2.63.
Yeah. So on this accounting which you explained, so whatever provision you are making right now, it will be actually treated as cash outflow, right, in terms of cash flow. And then when it is reversed, it will come back as cash inflow. Or is it just a non-cash entry? How do we see the cash flow impact for these provisions?
See, the provision, accounting provision is a non-cash flow entry because already we have recognized the income in your books.
Okay.
So this is this is only a provision only. This is not a cash outflow type of thing.
Okay, fair enough. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kirtan Mehta from Baroda BNP Paribas Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for this opportunity. Could you update us on the status of expansion at Dahej from 17.5 MMTPA to 22.5 MMTPA? Also highlight the tank that we have commissioned, how was it utilized during the quarter and what was its contribution to the margin? And in terms of the jetty, where are we at this point of time?
Okay. So I'll start in a reverse manner. The jetty construction is going on as per the schedule. And so far as the regas expansion capacity is concerned, there was some slippages, because of the monsoon and as well as the war-like situation which had emerged. And because of that, there was enhanced security concerns from both the government side as well as from our side. So it has slightly impacted the construction work, but we don't see much of a delay. So by end of this calendar year, we should be able to complete the construction and start the commissioning exercise. And by Q1 of next calendar year, we should have a stable enhanced capacity terminal working.
Right. What is the target timeline for the Dahej jetty at this point of time?
Total
the third jetty you are talking of?
Yes, sir.
2027, and it, as you know, it will be capable of handling LNG, ethane and propane, so 2027.
Right. And how was the completion of tank utilized during the quarter? What was its contribution to profitability?
We
were expecting some trading volume out of that.
See, the tank is only a support system to the regasification facility. So once the regasification facility comes on stream, then only we can say that how much additionally we have been able to utilize. But tanks have overall added to the flexibility which we provide to our capacity holders or the volumes we bring in.
Sure, sir. Could you also highlight the developments on the PDHPP project implementation?
Yes. Again, I would like to state that the work is going on full steam and it is on track. So we expect this plant to come up as per schedule.
Any more granularity in terms of, would you be able to share in terms of the particular milestones that we have achieved during the quarter and what are the target milestones for the Q2?
Okay, so we have actually placed almost out of the 11 LLIs and 13 packages, we have almost floated tenders of all the packages and LLIs except a few where we feel that time is not yet ripe enough. And we have also awarded a few critical long lead item orders. So that's where as of now we stand today.
Sure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Soumya from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. Hope I'm audible.
Yes.
Sorry, sir, I missed the initial part of the call. Sorry in case the question is repeated. Sir, the CapEx outlook for the next couple of years.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Sir, your audio quality is not clear.
Yeah, I hope it's better now.
Yes.
Sir, just wanted to understand. Yeah. The CapEx outlook for the next couple of years and also what is the amount that we have spent on petchem so far and how we plan to face the petchem spend over the next 2-3 years. That's the first question.
Okay, if you talk about this quarter, the petchem spent is around 500 crore and up till date. And going forward, we have lined up a CapEx program of around 30,000 crore, and out of which the major share or the lion's share is allocated to the petchem plant only. And that is what I think I can share as of now.
So, the plans for current year and next year, sir, in terms of what will be the CapEx?
So this year we have targeted a capex of around 5,000 crore.
And this will be majorly for petchem, no?
It will be for the third jetty for petchem and also some of the other projects that we have taken up. Like we have got the in principle approval of Gopalpur terminal. So there will be spending around, we plan to spend around 300 crores on that. And then we have a corporate office building in Nauroji Nagar coming up. So we plan to spend about 100 crore there. Then CBG plants, we have been mandated by the ministry to put up around 25 CBG plants. So we have plans to spend around 100 crores, odd crores there. And there are other small items like small scale LNG and LNG bunkering facility at Kochi. So these are the major items, which I can spell out right now.
Understood, sir. So we should expect a similar run rate next year also in FY27 also, 5,000 crores.
It's going to be even higher. It's going to be even higher. And that's precisely the reason we have floated this RFP for rupee term loan of 12,000 crores.
Understood, sir. You mentioned this quarter we have spent 500 crores on petchem. So cumulatively so far, what would be the spend on petchem?
So that's what I'm telling. Till the end of this quarter, the cumulative spend is around 500 crore.
Got it, sir. So second question on the Gopalpur terminal, which is earlier thought of an SSRU now to a land-based and also 4 MMT to 5 MMT. If you could just help us, the broad thought process, what led to change here, that is one. And second, also, if you could help us understand the pipeline connectivity in and around the plant facility. So do we have already pipelines in place for offtake, or we are waiting for some more connectivity there?
Okay. So Gopalpur, first I would like to say that Gopalpur is away from a major trunk pipeline by about 35 odd kilometers. And once we put up this pipeline and connect it to the trunk pipeline, our offtake will not be an issue. And secondly, the shifting of plant from FSRU to land-based terminal makes sense because we have observed that the cost of a floating vessel based terminal has gone up by huge amount, and the savings in OPEX that we will make if we go for a land-based terminal, it makes sense definitely for us to and take a decision in favor of shifting from an FSRU to a land-based terminal.
Got it, sir. So you mentioned 35 kilometers, we can get connected to the main trunk pipeline. So that trunk pipeline, which are the areas that it is getting connected to? I just want to understand, this will be the potential set of customers, larger customers like refineries or steel plants, or where will be?
Once we actually see, GAIL has already one pipeline from Srikakulam to Angul Srikakulam. Yeah, pipeline is already there. So from Gopalpur, if we set up this pipeline and connect it to this main trunk pipeline of GAIL, we will have access to north, whereby we will be connected to the national gas grid, and we can reach up to the northeast in Bihar, West Bengal, Jharkhand. Entire area will come under our hinterland, and down south also. The pipeline can cater to, if it is further extended up to Vizag, it will cater to the refinery and then some of the big steel plants of and aluminium plants of Hindalco. It's already there. So they could be the major consumption centers for this, for our terminal.
And what would be the break-even utilization for this IMT facility?
Okay, so it's going to be, if you see, except the hedge, none of our terminals in India are operating at more than 50% right now. But yes, going forward, we foresee a growth of around 6 to 7% in the gas consumption. So maybe once this comes up, after 3 years, 3.5 years, because we have, we have projected this 3 years timeline from the date of getting our EC, and we are expecting this EC in a couple of months' time. So once this comes up, maybe from CY 28-29, we'll start with a capacity of 20% utilization, and then slowly we'll ramp it up to around 80 to 90%.
Okay, sir, one last question. The trading gains and inventory impact in the current quarter?
Inventory gains was 42 crores, and there was no trading gains.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one.
Yeah, while the queue assembles, this is Prabal here, sir. If I can disturb for a couple of questions. One was on the broader LNG market that we see at this point of time. What kind of, we've been hearing about the kind of capacities that are coming up globally in terms of liquefaction, and obviously Indian players have also tied up a lot of capacities for offtake. So how do we see the market evolving for Indian customers? What kind of mix do you see between long-term and short-term, and what kind of pricing scenario do you see?
Thank you. I think you have asked a very valid question. If you see in the next 3 to 4 years, around 180 MMTPA capacity is going to be online and LNG supply side. And the major markets targeted, India will be one of them, because we know Europe and Japan are quite saturated. India, China are going to take this major capacities. Considering that the lot of supply is coming in, the prices are expected to be more comfortable or more affordable, meaning by the demands will catch up. So India's, and the projection next by 2028 to 2030, the LNG consumption is expected to be more than double. Okay? And that to crux, India need to keep up pace with the infrastructure. It should not so happen that prices are affordable and India is lacking the import infrastructure. And that's the reason, one of the key PLL is coming up with Gopalpur. And at the right time, around 28, the terminal will be available online. So it is like, and as you know, multiple pipelines are coming, Nagpur to Jharsuguda, Angul Srikakulam, JHBDPL is already there, Northeast Grid is getting completed. So the major demand center, the maximum growth center, I would say, will be that part of eastern coast of the India. And PLL will be ready to take care of that supply.
Right, sir. Moderator, can we take one last question?
All right. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mayank from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, sir. I didn't join the entire call. I think there was some logistical issues. I just had a question around the terminal that you were just talking about. If you think about it from a perspective of single nation, single grid that the NGRP has been talking about, how do you see this terminal kind of playing out for you? Could it be the next Dahej for you, or could it be even bigger? Is the way, how should we think about that?
You have rightly answered, it will be next Dahej. As I told in just couple of minutes back, the kind of pipeline network coming up there, it will be just parallel to what Dahej has. Presently, five pipeline we have here, and similar kind of connectivity Gopalpur is expected to have. And the kind of demand, if we see till now, the western part of country was like growing gas consumption, and as we know, Gujarat more than the global average 24-25%. It is now time for eastern part of the country, number one. Number two, if you see the demand to be catered towards from central part of India to the eastern part of India, need to have a proper distribution of regas terminal so that the pipeline hydraulics is maintained. Also, for the energy security point of view of the country, it is very important to have diversified portfolio of terminals. So I hope this is likely to be next Dahej.
Sir, just a follow-up on that, if I may. Because Dahej has a very big advantage of being the first mover and lower CapEx per unit. Do you see that advantage still remaining with Gopalpur, or you think, because there are certain terminals which are already on the eastern coast, do you think that will be something, there will be a bit of a competition that you have to worry about?
We are not bothered about competition. See, had it been so, then we would not have taken this call on Gopalpur. And PLL has some inherent advantages in terms of our experience of handling regas terminals for so many years, number one. And number two, we can also offer swapping of cargoes then to our off-takers from West Coast to East Coast. And then another point which Mr. Sharma has spoken about is very important, it's that you know pipeline hydraulics. So so far as pipeline network hydraulics is concerned, it will give us an advantage to have you know Gopalpur terminal in place, because there's a lot of industries coming up and as well as operating nearby, which is definitely going to help this terminal to fare better in the coming coming years. Despite having some other terminals nearby.
Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this was the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Probal Sen for the closing comments. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Bhavya. Thanks so much for everyone to make the time to attend the call. I would invite the management if they have any closing comments.
Thank you, and we hope to meet again soon with some more encouraging results. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you, everyone. You can now log off from the call. Thank you.
On behalf of Petronet LNG Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.